Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello. Saturday Nation, Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Let's pursue greatness. Let's pursue happiness. Talk about that on today's show. It's Sam Crowley coming to you live from Cincinnati, Ohio. It's probably not live, though, because this is actually a recording on iTunes. And that leads me to one other thing. Have you left a 5-star rating for this podcast that you listen to regularly? If not, can you please do that? It helps keep my family fed. Not really. Kind of. It's an ego trip. Not really. Kind of. It's just cool. Leave a 5-star rating. What it does, in all seriousness, it helps other people find the show. The more ratings, the higher up iTunes it climbs, the more relevant it gets, the more people we can help. So, hey, the show's free. It's the least you can do. Help a brother out. Hey, the pursuit of happiness. We all have the inalienable right to pursue happiness. But we do not have the right to happiness. Nope, it's not a right. You can be miserable if you want to. Nobody else is in charge of your happiness except you. And that could say, you could be saying, geez, that kind of sucks. I was hoping somebody would make me happy. Well, you can look at it that way. I used to look at it that way, like it was my boss's job to make me happy. That's not the truth. It's not true at all. It's my boss's job to do whatever the heck it was in his or her job description. Make sales quotas, definitely not making me happy by doing that. I mean, unless I'm making the quotas too, really couldn't give a rat's you know what if he's doing it or she's doing it. But it was never their job to make me happy. And when I actually understood that, life got a lot easier. Because then I woke up in the morning, I said, you know, if I want to go get a cup of coffee and waste an hour and spend $5 and just kind of drive around or sit there aimlessly and scroll my phone or get on my laptop and do that and, you know, do whatever people do, that's cool. I could do that. But I've wasted an hour and I can't get that hour back. And that hour was not particularly happy for me. It was comfortable, but you know the saying, comfortable kills. If you're only doing stuff that makes you comfortable, you're dying. In my opinion, and I know it sounds harsh, wait for it, okay? You might as well be dead. I mean, seriously, most people are dead at the age of 25, and it just takes 50 years to bury them. Why? Because they're always just doing stuff that makes them comfortable. They don't want to be looked at differently by their relatives or by their loved ones. Heck, even their spouse. Anybody got a spouse that may be looking at you sideways because you're daring to do something great? That's cool. It's perfectly normal. Your job is not to get married to someone, fall in love, and then try to change that person for the rest of your life into who you think they should be. Your job is to find cool things to do with that individual in the house, outside of the house, travel, business, whatever it is. But it's not their job necessarily either to make you happy, you know, for rich or for poor, sickness and health, all that good stuff. So it's really nobody else's job. It's yours. So what are you doing today? Yesterday I recorded a show. July was over. There was 31 days. Imagine had you done one of these, recorded some content on July 1st and did it every day for 31 days. Where would you be right now? I'll tell you where you'd be. You'd be among the 99% of the people who didn't do it. You'd be among the 1%. There's 99% who didn't do it, 1%. You'd be among that 1% of the population that actually did a focused daily activity congruent with what your passion is with the goal of monetizing that and earning income. Some of that, like I went over it all yesterday. So if you missed yesterday's show, just go back to July 31st. Listen to it. That was actually a really good podcast. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. Sam, they're all amazing. I mean, I can't even choose. They're just so, every one of them is like an Emmy Award winning show. I know. But yesterday, July 31st, 2017, if you didn't listen to it, definitely do. And if you already listened to it once, listen to it again, because there's a bunch you probably didn't miss. It was a very powerful episode about the compound effect. There's a book called that. I highly recommend you buy that on Amazon, called The Compound Effect. It's a great read. And it also has a lot to do with your daily habits. What you're doing now, August 1st, 2017, I'm recording this podcast because I am holding you accountable to every day this month doing just the slightest activity. Me, I'm recording this show right now in the parking lot outside the gym where I just finished working out. It's 1:47 in the afternoon. I look like a truck ran over me. Haven't showered, haven't shaved, none of that stuff yet. I did a little bit of work on the internet this morning because I can, because I don't have a schedule, because I'm in charge of my schedule, which can be good, it can be not so good. When you have freedom, it's like a loaded weapon. It can be used for good. It can be used for not so good. You know, guys could be working online or guys could be surfing porn online. Guys could be making contacts or guys could be making coffee. It all depends on what you're doing with that freedom, because we all get the same amount, 168 days in the week. That's it. That's all you get. You don't get any more than I get. I don't get any more than you get. But somehow, some way, people go on to make millions and millions of dollars with that same amount of time. And what's going on? Well, they're using a compound effect. They're doing a daily focus, consistent activity. Some are doing it 10 minutes a day. Some are doing it 10 hours a day. The ones that are doing it 10 hours a day are making a lot more progress. It's just the way it works. I mean, I'll make the news. I just report it, okay? But it's not necessarily the hustle and the grind and doing all this stuff. And you don't got to work until 3 in the morning. But you got to take advantage of the freedom that you have. Freedom can be used for good. Go take some pizzas down to your local children's hospital. Go help a buddy out. Take care of somebody. Go paint their walls. Go to your church. Volunteer. All of that is good. Use your freedom to earn income. Build your business. Build your brand. Make connections. And then eliminate a lot of the stuff that's not good. Don't hit the refrigerator all day long if you work from home. Don't go buy ice cream. Limit the chips and the pretzels and all that stuff in the pantry. Get the spinach in there. Go buy the Vitamix blender. Blend up your green smoothies. It's all about decisions and choices and the pursuit of happiness. You have the inalienable right to go and pursue happiness. But make no mistake, don't play the victim role. Don't go all poor, pitiful Pearl on everybody. Don't make the mistake that I did back in the day, thinking that it's somebody else's job to make you happy. It's not. I record this podcast for you to make you happy, to try to inspire you, to motivate you. But ultimately, you could listen to these words and they would just ring hollow. Unless you hit the stop button and you get done and you go to the gym. Or you hit the stop button, you get done, and you get to work. Or you hit the stop button, you get done, and you go deliver bagels to the local hospital. Or fill in the blank. That makes you happy. We as human beings naturally are happier when we're giving, not receiving. Because receiving, it makes us happy for a little while. But giving lasts. And I'm telling you know what I'm talking about. You've given, and when you've given of your time, your money, whatever it is that you've given, you've felt so much happier than when you've received that. True or true? It is, absolutely. So if you want more of that, then make more time for that and dedicate and make sure you do a daily, focused, consistent action of giving. And it just makes the soul feel good. Now, it might not pay the bills. It's not going to make the car payment, the mortgage payment, and all that. But it's going to go a long way towards making you feel better and making you happier. And I'm telling you, when you're happier, you get more excited. The output, whatever it is you decide to do after that form of giving, it's 10 times better, man. It just is. It just is. It's a law. It's called the law of happiness. Now, I made that up, but boy, there might be a law of happiness. If not, I'm titling this podcast The Law of Happiness. That's what I'm going to make this show today. And I've created it. And as soon as I'm done with this, I'm going to Google it and see if there is a law of happiness. And if there's not, I own it. But here's what you own. You own your happiness right now. Till you take your last breath, it's nobody else's right but yours. So what are you going to do to make yourself happy? Get the crap out of the pantry, load up on the green smoothies, drink a gallon of water, get to the gym, spend a few hours on your business, on your brand, on your dream. And I'm telling you stay in the game long enough, the wins are going to rack up. You stay in the game long enough, the wins are going to rack up. You feel me? Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.